ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6. Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates. Text 14. Kutumba Poshaya Viyan Nijayu Na Budhyate Artham Vihatam Pramattah Samast Sarvatra Tapatraya Dukhitatma Nirvidyate Na Swakutumba Ramaha. Kutumba Poshaya Viyan Nijayu Na Budhyate Artham Vihatam Pramattah Sarvatra Tapatraya Dukhitatma Nirvidyate Na Sakutumba Ramaha. Kutumba Poshaya Viyan Nijayu Na Budhyate Artham Vihatam Pramattah Sarvatra Tapatraya Dukhitatma Nirvidyate Na Swakutumba Ramaha. Please chant. Kutumba Poshaya Viyan Nijayu Na Budhyate Artham Vihatam Pramattah Sarvatra Tapatraya Dukhitatma Nirvidyate Na Swakutumba Ramaha. Kutumba Poshaya Viyan Nijayu Na Budhyate Artham Vihatam Pramattah Sarvatra Tapatraya Dukhitatma Nirvidyate Na Swakutumba Ramaha. kutumba posaya viyannijayo nabudhyadertham vihatam pramatta sarvatra tapa traya dukhitatma nirvidyatena sakutumba ramaha kutumba posaya viyannijayo na budhyatertham vihatam pramattah sarvatra tapa traya dukhitatma nirvidyatena swakutumba ramaha. Mataji, kutumba poshaya viyannijayo namudyatertham vihatam pramattah sarvatra tapa traya dukhitatma nirvidyatena swakutumba ramaha. Kutumba poshaya viyannijayo nabudhyatertham vihatam pramattah sarvatra tapa traya dukhitatma nirvidyatena sakutumba ramaha. Thank you. The words meanings. Kutumba, of family members. Poshaya, for the maintenance. Viyat, declining. Nija ayu, his lifetime. Na, not. Budhyate, understands. Artham, the interest or purpose of life. Vihatam, spoiled. Pramattaha, being mad in material conditions. Sarvatra, everywhere. Tapatraya, by the threefold miseries. By the threefold miserable conditions. Adhyatmika, Adibhautika, and Adidaivika. Dukhita, being distressed. Atma, himself. Nirvidyate, becomes morosful. Na, not. Sva, Swakutumba Ramaha, enjoying simply by maintaining the members of the family. Now the translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. One who is too attached cannot understand that he is wasting his valuable life for the maintenance of his family. He also fails to understand that the purpose of life, a life suitable for realization for the absolute truth, is being imperceptibly spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive to seeing that not a single farthing is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he does not develop a distaste for the way of material existence. Please repeat. One who is too attached cannot understand that he is wasting his valuable life for the maintenance of his family. He also fails to understand that the purpose of human life, a life suitable for realization of the Absolute Truth, is being imperceptibly spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive to seeing that not a single farthing is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he does not develop a distaste for the way of material existence. Purport. A foolish man does not understand the values of human life, nor does he understand how he is wasting his valuable life simply for the maintenance of his family members. He is expert in calculating the loss of pounds, shillings, and pence, but he is so foolish that he does not know how much money he is losing, even according to the material calculations, material considerations. Chanakya Pandit gives the example that a moment of life cannot be purchased in exchange for millions of dollars. A foolish person, however, wastes his valuable life without knowing how much he is losing, even according to monetary calculations. Although a materialistic person is expert in calculating loss, calculating cost and doing business, he does not realize that he is misusing his costly life for want of knowledge. Even though such a materialistic person is always suffering threefold miseries, he is not intelligent enough to seize his materialistic way of life. Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, yesterday, we have heard many of those attachments, how one is attached. And at the end, Narada Muni points this out, that duranta moha, about this translated, that being in great illusion. A person is being in great illusion. How does he behave? Illusion. that he is simply busy. He is simply busy in maintaining his family. And think nothing besides that. Kutumba poshaya viyan nijaya. The whole life is gone simply to maintain his family. So duranta moha, great illusion. The person who is trying to enjoy the materialistic life, he thinks that this is everything. That I work hard and keep the record of every paisa and try to enjoy, have all the facilities in family life and enjoy. And in this way, the whole life is gone. Viyat nijayu, the whole life of himself is gone. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings a song, but he says that I became educated, and because of that degree that I have received from university, I traveled through so many different countries and I made money, big money. Sei vidya bale brahmi deshe deshe dhan uparjan kari swajan palan kari ek mane bhulina tumare hari. I made so much money and then I tried to please my family, tried to satisfy and try to enjoy. Swajana palana kari ekamane. I was only attentive to please my family. I was so careful to maintain my family. But what the result? Bhulino tumare hari. Being so, I totally forgot about Krishna. My dear Lord, now I become old. What can I do? What will be my next life? What will be my next destination? Vardhakya ekhano bhakti vinod kandiya katar ati na bhajiya tore din vritha gelo ekhon ki hobe gati. Now I became old, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He's saying, he's teaching us, I have become old now. I cannot walk, I cannot see. Many things are not being done properly. The body is old. Now I realize that I did not worship you, I did not pay attention to you, my dear Lord. Dinabretha gelo bardhake ekhano bhakti vinod kandiya katar ati. I'm crying. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I simply cry because I just lost my life. I just spent my life for nothing. And simply I forgot you, my dear Lord. Dina bretha gelo, all those days have simply gone in waste. Ekon ki hove gati? What is my next destination? What will happen to me next? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaching us the example of a person who is in great illusion. So then what happens? Nabudhyate artham, he does not understand. Artham, artham means paramartham. The ultimate goal of life is not understood by such a person. And pramattaha, the word is pramatta, you know that very popular word. Pramattaha means mad. A mad person. You know, in Bengali they are saying, mad means pagal, right? The crazy. Pagal kina kore, chagal kina khai. What a madman cannot do. Prabhupada says so. What a madman cannot do. A madman, one who is very attached, very crazy after his family, to maintain his family, he can do any damn thing to maintain, to make money and maintain his family. By hook or crook, money matters, right? Simply have to make money. However, it may be seen also in some devotee's life. Somehow or other, you just make money. What to speak of non-devotees? What to speak of those who are totally in illusion? Somehow or other, by hook or crook, just make money. That's all. Money is sweeter than honey, Prabhupada writes in next purport. Because it's so greatly illusion. So in the next sloka, it will be described how he makes money. Beg, borrow or steal. Srila Prabhupada mentions that there was a philosophy of Charvak Muni who said, beg, borrow or steal. If you don't have money, if you have money, you enjoy. If you don't have money, you beg from others, borrow. If that doesn't work, you steal. Somehow or other, you must eat ghee, Prabhupada said. Beg, borrow or steal, you must eat ghee. That was the older idea. In the older days, they didn't have pizza, pasta, you know. The best thing to eat is ghee. The organic cow's ghee, if you eat with food, then you are enjoying. the best food. No pizza, pasta, it just came later. And many other things. Lasagna, right? Lasagna, what else? Many more things. So the older days, the enjoying is that you just eat so much ghee. You know, then you become healthy or fat, you know, so that's enjoying. Pramattaha. Rishabdev have said, Nunam pramattaha kurute vikarma. Nunam. For indeed, a mad person will do vikarma. It doesn't matter for him because he's mad. He's pramatta. He can do anything. Vikarma, unprescribed duties. You know, there are some duties are prescribed for us that we're supposed to do. There are some that are not prescribed because they are sinful. But he can do because he's pramatta. Nunam pramattaha kurute vikarma. Why? Yad indriya pridhaya aprinote. Because of that, by doing vikarma, he can satisfy his senses. That is our goal of his life. There is nothing else. But Rishabdev said, no, na sadhu manye. I don't think it's good. It is not good. Na sadhu manye yata atmanoyam. Because this brings you more and more klesha, more and more difficulties, miseries in life. Here in this, sarvatra. Sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. Either you are in India or in America or in Germany or wherever you go. The three types of tapatraya. Tapatraya, these three types of miseries are everywhere. While I was in America, every year there was a hurricane. There was a hurricane every year. Such a hurricane that, you know, the ocean water fell in the city. What is that called? New Orleans, right? The whole New Orleans was totally drowned in water. So every year, this, you know, America is such a great advanced country, there should not be any problem, should not be any trouble. But because this is the law of nature, sarvatra tapatraya dukhitatma, tapatraya. What is that tapatraya? Tapa means difficulties, miseries. Traya means three. The three. Adhyatmik, adhidaivik, adhibhautik. Adhyatmik problem is... The adhyatmik problem is caused by your own body and mind. Body gets paralyzed. Body gets so many kind of diseases. And the mind gets mental infection, mental problems. These are adhyatmik. Atmik means your body and mind. And adhidaivik, the problems are caused by demigods, superior nature. Too much heat, we have to run fan, no electricity is problem. It's caused by demigods. Too much cold in the winter, then we're looking for heater. In the summertime, we're looking for fan. No fan, then it's problem. Even if you go in America, you will find such things. No matter how advanced one may be, how advanced the country may be, how advanced the nation may be, the tapatraya will be there always. Tapatraya. This was the question Sanatana Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he first met. What was that? Keyami kene amai jare tapatroy iha na jani kemane hito hoy. I don't know who I am. And why these three tapatroy, three kinds of miseries are coming again and again upon me. I don't know. Who am I? If I don't know this, very basic questions, then upliftment? How I consider there will be upliftment? No upliftment. We will be drowning and drowning. Sarvatra tapatraya dukhitatma. Tapatraya, he is so troubled. Dukhita means troubled. morose. Because of Tapatraya, three kinds of troubles, miseries. Still, he does not develop a distaste. Srila Prabhupada translates, he does not develop the distaste. Oh, this is so troublesome, this world is so troublesome, better I should go back home, back to Godhead. But he does have no information. Therefore, and because he is so much attached, and he feels that this is, that's everything what he has. Because Swakutumba Ramaha, the last word, Swakutumba Rama. Swa means his own, Kutumba means the family members. Rama means he's deriving some kind of little pleasure out of it, out of this. Srila Prabhupada speaking on the same sloka, he emphasized the word Ramaha. Why? Ramaha. He says, there are two kinds of people, he said. There are two kinds of people. One kinds of people are yogi, and other kind of people are bhogi. The bhogis are one who do not consider about God, do not consider about spiritual life. They simply enjoy their life, enjoy, and die. But a yogi, and then he quotes this sloka. Ramante yogino nante satyanande chidatmani iti ramapade naso param brahma vidhiyate. The yogis are taking pleasure in this ananta, unlimited supreme personality of Godhead. Anante, unlimited. Satyanande is eternal and blissful, the Lord. Therefore the Supreme Lord is called Rama. Therefore the Supreme Lord is called Rama, where the yogis, bhakti yogis, Prabhupada said, bhakti yogis take pleasure. By being at the shelter of the Lord Rama, Rama who is full of pleasure, the devotee derives pleasure. But a non-devotee who is greatly illusioned, he derives pleasure from Swakutumba, his own family. You know, in the previous sloka you have even heard, he derives pleasure from hearing the little child speaking with the broken words, pra-pra, pra-pra, like that. And the sweet words of his wife, sometimes, most of the time, sometimes they are sweet. They may not be always the sweet. So the various kinds of the attachment, the pleasure he is deriving, and he thinks that's all, you know, that's all, nothing else to be done. Swakutumba Rama. And then, because there is no information, there is no knowledge, in want of knowledge, Prabhupada, in want of knowledge, he cannot develop this distaste for this material life. So Sanatana Goswami inquired, why these three types of miseries troubling me, and who am I? I don't know. So my Lord, if you are here to save me, please explain that to me. I am so fallen, I am so sinful. Patita Adhama. I have been serving this Muslim king for so many years, and I lost all my qualities. I was born in low family. That was not true, though. Anyway, it's humility. Yeah? Out of humility he is saying that. Apnar hitahite kichu nahi jani. I do not know how to save myself. What is good and what is not good, I do not know. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, you are known very well as a Pandit. And Sanatana Goswami said, yes, I am Pandit, Gramya Bevahare Pandit, Tai Satyamani. Gramya Bevahare. What does it mean? In local affairs, I'm Pandit. I know that people calling me a Pandit, but actually, What is my actual position? I don't know. कृपा करे यदि मोहे करिया छो उद्धार आपने कृपा ते कहो कर्तव्य अमार. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू अपलिफ्ट मी विद योर ओन स्वीट ग्रेस सो प्लीज एक्सप्लेन हाउ आई कैन बी अपलिफ्टेड एंड व्हाट इज माई ड्यूटी प्लीज एक्सप्लेन. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave long class, he gave a long talk to Sanatana Goswami explaining, there are so many chapters in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This was in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Khanda, chapter 20. Later when chapter 22nd started, then so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining how how many types of jivas are in this world. So first of all, there are Swamsa and Bibhinamsa. Swamsa are those, you can say, the different avatars. And Bibhinamsas are the living entities, those who are here. You and myself and many others. And then and among those Bibhinamsas there are two types. One is Nitya Mukta and another is Nitya Baddha. Nitya Sansar. Sei Bibhinamsa Jiva Duita Prakar Eka Nitya Mukta Eka Nitya Sansar. So Bibhinamsa has two types. One is Nitya Mukta, eternally liberated, and the other one is eternally conditioned. Nitya Mukta Nitya Krishna Charani Unmukha Krishna Parishada Name Bhunja Seva Sukha. So Nitya Mukta, those who are eternally liberated, they become Krishna Charani Unmukha, they become attached to Krishna's lotus feet, and finally they go back to Godhead and become the Parshad, the associates of the Lord. And then after that, Nitya Baddha Krishna Haite, Nitya Bahir Mukha, Nitya Sansara Bhunje Narakadi Dukha. And those eternally conditioned living entities, they are Nitya Bahir Mukha. The other places Prabhupada says Anadi Bahir Mukha. Anadi, since the beginning of the creation. They have been always away from the Lord. The Lord is standing here, he stands facing back. Bahir Mukha. He has no attachment to Krishna. Therefore, Maya captures him and then gives him trouble. You know, Maya, Durga Devi. Sei doshe maya pishachi danda kare tare adhyatmika ditapatraya tare jari mare. So because this an eternally conditioned living entity is always forgetful of Krishna, therefore that is his offense. Because of that, the maya pishachi the Maya Pishachi is capturing him. You know, the Durga Devi. Durga Devi is Maya. Maya hiyasya jagadanda shatani shute traigunya tad vishaya ved. The Maya, this Durga Devi has three trident. So the trident, Prabhupada gives an example. You see the Durga Devi? Durga Devi has trident. She is piercing this demon because he is forgetting Krishna. And she is giving this tapatraya, is this trident. Trident means there are three piercing objects there. One is adhyatmic, one is adhidaivik, one is adhibhautik. So that's how the Maya is giving jiva, the forgetful jiva, tapatraya. So the adhyatmic adhi, tapatraya, tare, jari mare. These three types of troubles are troubling, burning this living entity who is offended, who is forgetful to Krishna.
Kamakrodha dasa hoy, kamakrodha dasa hoya, tar lathi khaya. Brahmite brahmite kai kai.
So he becomes the servants of kama and krodha, lust and anger. Because there is no greater goal for life. So he simply involves, entangles himself in kama and krodha, lust and anger. And so lust and anger is beating him up.
Kama krodher dasahya tar lathi khai. Lathi khai, the lathi, means a stick.
He is being beaten by kama and krodha. And Brahmite, Brahmite, in this way he spends life after life, and by the great mercy of the Lord, Ahaituki Kripa, if the Lord really becomes merciful to him, then he gets association of devotee.
Sadhu Sangha Pai. Brahmite, Brahmite, Jadi Sadhu Sangha Pai. Taru Upadesha Mantre, Pisachi Palai. Krishna bhaji, Krishna bhakti payatava, Krishna ne gati jai.
So because of the association of devotees, then he, the association, the influence of association of devotee, then the maya pisachi will run away. And then he gradually, you know, he worships Krishna, and then he goes back to Krishna. It's a long process. Hare Krishna. So this kutumba, basically, the word kutumba was the essential here. Even the Prabhupada didn't write here, but I think it was basically running around kutumba. Because of his being attached to his kutumba, all this, you know, network has been developed. Well, as a devotee can transform this scenario totally different way. Yeah? The same word was mentioned in first canto, chapter 9, was where Bhishmadev praised the Lord. How? He says, Vijaya Ratha Kutumba. Kutumba. You see, same Kutumba we're talking about so long. Kutumba. Yes. Bhishmadev says, Vijaya Ratha Kutumba Atatotre. Dhrita haya rasmini tatsriye kshaniye bhagavati ratirastume mumursho yamiya nirikshahata gata swarupam. Vijaya ratha, Vijaya means Krishna, Arjuna, right? Arjuna's one name is also Krishna. So Vijaya ratha kutumba. Krishna is protecting Arjuna's chariot, Arjuna and his chariot and his horses. So Krishna thinks there that his object of protecting there is Arjuna and his chariot, all that. And what is he doing? He is holding the ropes to direct horses, right? He's holding the ropes with his left hand, and right hand he has this stick to direct the horses. He beat them sometimes, mildly. Atta-totre. So he's sitting there, Bhishma Pitama, he is lying on the, where is he lying? On the arrow bed. He is lying on the bed of arrow. His body is pierced for so many days. But he is seeing the beauty of Krishna. Vijaya ratha kutumba atta totre. The Krishna is sitting in the chariot of Vijaya, and holding a stick and the ropes. Tatsriye kshaniye. And he is such a beautiful form. Such a beautiful form. It's, once you see, you simply see it. Yeah? So he says, may my attachment be upon the lotus feet of such Krishna. Upon seeing him, those who died in the in the battle of Kurukshetra, they all went back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki. It was the plan. Arjuna said, Krishna, please take my chariot between these two armies. I want to see. Well, Krishna wanted that. Because all these people who have arrived there, they have already lost their life. Why? Because they are supporting this sinful Duryodhan. Duryodhan and Dushasan, all that whole, the whole race is totally dead. Just like the, if you turn off the fan, the button is off, but still it will run for a few seconds. Similarly, since the time when the Kauravas insulted Draupadi, in the middle of assembly, same day they all lost their life. Manu Sanhita says, Natah param anayushyam paradara vimarsanam. Anayushyam means decreasing your life. Decreasing your life, the most decreasing sinful activity for decreasing your life is insulting other women. Paradara vimarsanam. It doesn't say, you know, it has to be great woman or any woman. Paradara vimarsan, any woman that belongs to somebody else, if you insult her, your life is gone. So all the Kauravas, they have lost their life already. Therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, they are all dead, you simply kill them. And then you become victorious, you get the name. Even if you don't fight, they will not go back anyway. Even if you don't fight, they will be killed. Nobody is going back to home. So, take the opportunity. So Krishna is standing in the middle, purposely. There's another sloka Bhishma says, Sthitavati parasainikayu rakshana hritavati parthasakhe ratir mamastu. Krishna is standing there, is just giving darshan to everybody. So what happens? As soon as Krishna saw all these people, Krishna has taken out the remaining life from them. Parasainika ayurakshana. Parasainika, the opposite party's life span. Krishna has simply by looking at, he withdraw their life. Sitabati Parthasakhi, and he is standing in Krishna's Arjuna's chariot. May my attachment, may my rati, may my attachment be in that Krishna who is standing in the chariot of Arjuna. So that's how Bhishma Dev has changed the whole scenario, the same, you know, the topic of kutumba. What is kutumba? You know, first was negative we were talking about, now is the positive we are talking. How Bhishma sees kutumba. You know, is a relative of Arjuna. And as we develop our rati, that's what the Bhagavatam from the beginning is teaching us. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastavamatra vastu sivadam tapatrayon mulanam. Here he is suffered by tapatraya. And Bhagavatam shows in the beginning, tapatraya unmulanam. You simply have to accept Krishna's order. You simply accept Krishna's order. And all tapatraya is gone. Finish. It's simply a matter of attitude. You accept Krishna's order or accept Maya's order. If you accept Maya's order, then you are tapatraya dukhitatma. If you accept Krishna's order, then you are tapatraya unmulanam. Hare Krishna. So here see different ways of utilization of the life. If one lives a life simply attached to Sakutumba Ramaha, Of course, this doesn't apply to us, right? We are not Sakutumba Rama. We are Krishna Rama. We are attached to Krishna. Even though we run our family, we work hard, make money, and all that we do, apparently we look like working like a karmis. But we have a goal. We have a goal to achieve. We have prema pamartho mahan to achieve. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said there is ultimate goal that we have to achieve. That is, going back to Godhead is nothing. That we don't have to worry about. Going back to Godhead is already there. Only we have to worry if we get the love of Godhead. That is the most important. Prema pumartho mahan. Going back to Godhead is not a big deal for devotees who are chanting 16 rounds every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because Yamaraj has already given this word. Sapurushamapi vikshapasahastam. Yamadutas were going to get someone to Yamaloka. Yamaraj saw him. Hey, where are you going? He said, going to get this guy. Said, no, no, wait. Badati kila khalutasya karnamule. He said, come, come here. I'll tell you something. So Yamaduta comes close to Yamaraj. He says, you know, very, very, very quietly he says, Parihara Bhagavad Katha Sumatta. Parihara, don't go to those people who are sitting in Bhagavatam class. Parihara, avoid those places where people are sitting and listening to Bhagavatam class, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Parihara Bhagavat, he said very, very quietly, so nobody can hear it. You know, if everybody can hear, they all Yamadutas will go back to God. Parihara Bhagavat Kathasu Mattan, those who are mad after Bhagavat Katha, those who really cannot avoid hearing Bhagavat Katha, don't go to them. Yamaduta said, well, you are the Lord. Oh, I am Lord. Yeah, that's right. I am Lord for those people who do not go there. Prabhuraham anyanrinam na vaishnavanam. I am the Lord to punish the other guys, the other people who never come to temple, who never chant Hare Krishna, who never come to Bhagavatam class. Vaishnava, Hare Krishna. So, going back to God is so easy for you, for us, right? But only we have to worry is if we can get love of God in this life. We have to work on that. I'm not so expert, so I'm just pouring it out. We'll hear more from the other devotees, expert devotees. I'm not expert in love of Godhead. I don't have it, so I cannot give it to you. So, thank you very much for tolerating me. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, does Nitya Mukta devotees, they all always stay in Vaikuntha or Goloka? Or they stay sometimes here also in the material world?
Nitya Mukta devotees, by the will of Krishna, they may come here. Just as you see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, and also when Lord Krishna comes, before he comes, he sends some of his people. Oh, you go, take birth there, and you will be with me. You know, he will do some fun work over there. So Nitya Muktas also come, take birth here, to help out Lord's pastimes. And at the end, they go back by the will of the Lord. So they, if they wish, they may never come. You know, such as Srila Prabhupada, he was sent by the Lord. It was Krishna's will that this movement has to be spread all over the world. It's Nitya Mukta Jiva. So by the will of God, by the will of Krishna, the Nitya Muktas come and then they go. But Nitya Baddhas, they are under the control of Maya. Yeah? Maya is directing them. Do this and do that. Do this and do that. So as long as he does not have the association of devotees, this Nitya Baddha remain eternally Nitya Baddha, eternally conditioned. So his fortune is only awakened when he meets, by the grace of Krishna, when he meets devotees, and then develops the taste for her taste. Gita Nagari Prabhu. In the back.
So you mentioned these people who are disinclined to give up family life, and the disinclination stems from their lack of knowledge. They don't know about going back to Godhead. They don't know about Krishna. So the question that arises in my mind is, we see lots of people who have lots of knowledge in our Krishna conscious movement. They've heard from the spiritual master, they heard from the Shastra, and yet we see that this disclination to stay in family life and enjoy family life doesn't disappear from their being. They're still totally absorbed, even though they hear and they're in our movement and like that. So if it's lack of knowledge that doesn't allow a person to disengage himself, why is it that so many people who are full of knowledge, and then sometimes they're so full of knowledge that they're in very high positions, but they go right back down there again. Right back down there again. So my question is, what does it mean to be full of knowledge? So that you're not, so that this doesn't happen to you.
According to Bhagavatam, as devotees, we are supposed to be working on Tibrena Bhakti Yoga. Tibra Bhakti Yoga. Tibra means not slackened. As soon as it is slackened, then we are kind of a little confused, or we are prolonging our stay in this material world. Or prolonging the time period where we are supposed to complete that, complete the tour. So tibrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param tibra, as long as we are on the right track, and tibra bhakti sharp, we continue, there's supposed to be the result that we are developing the distaste. Of course, this is not, we are not having materialistic family life. So as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arpilo tuva pade nanda kishor. So Krishna sansar karo chadi anachar. So we are running the Krishna sansar, the family of Krishna. We are only in charge, we're running the family of Krishna. So even one does not develop taste, there is no harm. Kriyatako banetako sada haribaledako. The thing is, only if you develop the taste of chanting Hare Krishna all the time, or be engaged in this Krishna service all the time, that will make us anyone to go back to Godhead. Since we are not running a materialistic family, unfortunately, if anyone has, then one should develop a distaste from that. But I hope nobody has such a materialistic family here, right? We all have Krishna conscious family, and we are in Mayapur, and so this is Krishna sansar. Krishna sansar, we are maintaining this Krishna sansar without any duplicity, anachar. So Lord Chaitanya will take care of this. We go back to Godhead, and all whole family goes back to Godhead. So it's okay. Yeah. Is that okay, Prabhu? Gita Nagari Prabhu. I can't hear you.
What is the meaning of Mahamantra?
Mahamantra. Meaning of Mahamantra is great deliverance of the mind. That which delivers your mind. Maha means great. Man. Man means mind. Manotrayate iti mantra. Okay? The mantra that is able to deliver your mind from the clutches of Maya. That's called Mahamantra. And great. Because it's called Mahamantra because this is recommended for Kali Yuga. Therefore, it's called Mahamantra.
So, what's the meaning of that Hare Krishna mantra?
Meaning of Hare Krishna mantra, Srila Prabhupada has explained, Hare means, energy of the Lord, pleasure potency of the Lord. And Krishna is all attractive. You know, unless one is attractive, you don't want to pay attention, right? So, Krishna is all attractive. Oh, all attractive Lord, and first is the energy is addressed. Oh, pleasure potency, the energy of the Lord. Oh, all attractive Lord. Oh, the Lord Rama is full of pleasure, reservoir of pleasure. Rama, please engage me in your service. That's what Srila Prabhupada explained.
And same thing is the Krishna is male and female. How is it?
Krishna is Paramapurusha. He is not female, he is Apurusha. He is beyond the limit of male and female.
There is something behind that. I just don't...
Male and female is only a consideration here in the material world. Thank you. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.